which side do you want to be on?
I'll be on this
sure,
side.
That'd be great.
Although, you know what? I want that chair.
Really? If you... Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I got five of these at home. They're safe at home. I don't need the chair. I'm going to do anything tricky.
Do you do an introduction to this, or we just write on it?
I have an intro. Last four. A song by Charlie Bird called Yardbird Suite.
With a bebop. You're going to get a little warmed up for this thing.
Well, I just found joy, and I'm happy as a baby boy. It's got a brand new shiny choo-choo toy. Now I'm at my sweet Lorraine, she has got a pair of eyes. sweet Lorraine.
Them like that anymore.
They don't.
Let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more. I got them deep river blues. Yeah, let that rain drive right on. Let those waves roll along. I got them deep river blues.
Well, I'm a going back to old Muscle Shoals. Times are better there, I'm told, when I got them deep river blues. I'm gonna back in my old boat, and I'm gonna sail it if it floats, 'cause I got them deep river
the last two.
You're gonna play the verse.
The two verses, right. You're going to play the two.
The introduction.
I'm going to play the introduction. It's two times around, and then you play two times around at the end. It'll be done. We practice a lot. Know the name of that song? That was Stardust. Thank you. Thank you. Just check.
And they definitely don't write them like that anymore.
This is a Toots Thielemann song, Bluesette, which Mr. Hatrack will demonstrate why Toots wrote such a great song. Thank you.
Now, Toots was the best jazz harmonica player there ever was, but he started out as George Shearing's guitar player.
That's humbling, isn't it?
When Peggy Lee was singing with him, when Toots recorded that, he played the guitar and whistled.
That's called Keep It Simple, by the way. Keep It Simple, yeah. A letter, oh yeah, and make believe that it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say I hope you're feeling better, oh yeah, and close with love the way that you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself that letter, oh yeah, make believe it came from you. Play that thing one time. Write them like that anymore either. But we're all songwriters here. We should be writing them like that, don't you think? Not going to happen. But thank you for asking for one of my songs. It makes a songwriter feel good. All right.
I ain't coming home until the fall, and if I
I do get lucky, I won't be back at all, 'cause Lulu's back in town.
Probably a good thing they don't write them like that.
Short and sweet, short and sweet. That's what they say, right? I saw a TV show, a documentary on vaudeville many, many years ago. And two things I took away from that. One is these really old men were saying, yeah, you know, you had 3 or 5 minutes, and you got, you know, the first 10 seconds, if they weren't shouting and clapping, you got the hook. So even back then, before the age of television and short attention spans, you gotta keep it short and get to the point. So that's what we're doing right now. This is a song written by Irving Berlin, right? Irving
Absolutely.
Berlin, as a wedding present to his wife. He scratched it out the night before he got married.
And he got lucky that night.
Loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you planned need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair, always. That's when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always.
And we shall end with another Charlie Parker bebop tune, taken at half speed so that we can play the notes that he wrote. Is that about right?
I would say.
All right, okay. It's called Billy's Bounce. Let's do that. One, a two, a one, two, three. Thank you. is our show, ladies and gentlemen. Pat Rack Gallagher. I wasn't going to do the obligatory encore, but I believe you. So, let's do Steve Rapson original. Not Genevieve, but and I'm not going to do it too fast. Crow.
All right.
Yeah. I wrote this song, fingerstyle blues,
thank
come on.
You.
I wrote this song many years ago, and the first time I played it for anybody, I played it for Mary Gaucher at a live show. She had come out to see me, believe it or not. And she sat in front of me, right where Pam is sitting. Not smiling, though, like Pam is smiling. You know, and I said, Mary, would you I play my new song since you're sitting there? She says, all right. And I played this song, and she just scowls at the end of it, and I'm going, oh, my God, this so sucks. And she says, it needs a bridge. And she got up and walked out. And so I went home, and I said, all right, I wrote a bridge. And she was right, except my friend John Oliver thinks it does not need this bridge. But you songwriters in the room can be the judge of whether it needs a bridge. It all went down with a little wino. Once I ate a little bit of crow. Once I ate some words I said all in my bread. Once I ate some words I said, they all went down with Johnny Walker Red. All went down with Johnny Walker Red. Yes, a little bit of crow, a little wino, words in my bread, and a little bit of red. Yes, a little bit of crow, a little wino, words in the bread, a little bit of red. Once I ate a little bit of crow. Once I drank from the river of fire, I sank real low, not getting any higher. Well, once I was drinking from the river of fire, and I was singing real low, not getting any higher. Yeah, singing real low, not getting any higher. It's a little bit of crow, little wino, down to the river and the fire I go. A little bit of crow, little wino, down to the river and the fire I go. Whoa, whoa. Each time I have one last glass, I must ask before I go, oh, oh. May I please have a doggy bag to take home my little bit of crow? That would be the funny part, ladies and gentlemen. If you were here to have a good time, that would have been it. Too late. Well, you want to get to heaven, I'll tell you what to do. Don't you cook up what's bad for you. Might have been a lot of things that you wish you didn't do. Learn how to cook and there's a heaven for you. Yeah, learn how to cook, you can get to heaven too. Everybody, a little bit of crow, a little wino, down to the river and the fire we go. A little bit of crow, a little wino, down to the river and the fire I go. Once I ate a little bit of crow. I don't think I will have a fill of a little bit of crow. Pat Rack Gallagher, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you for your kind attention. Thank you, Miss Ellen, for being who you are and making our lives possible.
She said, oh, God. That was...